Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 1103. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Today's going to be another tough day for allergy sufferers in the Baltimore area. Oak, maple, and ash pollen are in the high range, and according to pollen.com, they won't drop for several more days. Gusty winds are in the forecast again, and that can carry the pollen for miles. The highest tree pollen counts around Baltimore are usually seen in mid to late April. According to the National Allergy Map, 72% of the country is currently in the high range for some type of pollen. City police have arrested two suspects following a Tuesday evening shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers responded to the 100 block of South Fulton Street shortly after 5:30 p.m., where they found a man with a gunshot wound to the body. The victim was taken to a hospital in stable condition. While officers were at the scene, they saw one suspect jump into a vehicle that fled from the area. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, I'll give Charlie Morton credit for one thing. He's not afraid to address his issues to the media. The 41-year-old right-hander knocked around again last night in a 6-3 loss to the Guardians at Camden Yards, lasting five, allowing five runs among 10 base runners. In the postgame, Morton was frank.
My curveball has always just been the pitch that is the equalizer for me. It's the pitch that separates me from other guys that have similar stuff. And right now, I mean, I looked it up. I think they're hitting like 450 against my curveball with slug, hard hit.
On the season, Morton's ERA 884, highest of any qualifying starter in the major leagues. Ravens hosted the media yesterday for their annual pre-draft press conference. It took 18 minutes before Eric DaCosta was asked point blank, is it worth it drafting a kicker?
Is it worth it? I think it's worth it, sure. I mean, there's been some great kickers drafted, and we've drafted a couple punters, but it's worth it if you have the right kicker.
To be continued, no doubt. Caps back on the ice last night on Long Island. Dylan Strome felt right at home.
Mayfield trying to keep it away from Ovechkin. Out front, they score! Dylan Strome, a new career high in goals. Look what I found. 2-0 Washington.
John Walton with the call on Monumental. Strome would add an empty netter for the hat trick. Caps roll 3-1 behind 32 saves from Charlie Lindgren. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland honing in on a new AD. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
At 1107, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler temperatures don't last very long. A breezy day today, 60 this afternoon. Sunny tomorrow, 66. Friday's even warmer, 76 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 52 degrees in Bel Air, 53 in Halethorpe, and 51 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. If you're just joining us, I've got to ask you, where the heck have you been? Had a great conversation thus far. Like I said before the break, we have some, looks like some breaking news here when it comes to Senator Chris Van Hollen and Mr. Garcia in the El Salvadorian prison, I should say. So we'll get to that in just a second. But we were talking about the crime, the violence, and taxes in the Baltimore region. I got a text here from Anthony. He says, Cam, taxes affect everybody. Crime usually only affects certain areas. If you don't live in that area, it doesn't really bother them. I would say you are right about that, Anthony. That goes to the question of the day. If you guys haven't already gone to WCBM.com, please do so. The question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Are you more concerned with taxes or crime? Let me refresh this so I can get some fresh numbers for you. Right now, it looks as though you've got 52% of you saying you are more concerned with taxes, 48% of you saying you're more concerned with crime. I've got Paul in Pikesville. Paul, we were talking about crime in the area.
Yeah, Kim, how are you? The other week when you were off, I don't know if you've spoken about these pay raises. I think his name is Calvin Young. Is that his name? It works for the city government. The mayor assigned them or something, one position last October,
right.
and then for $140,000+ salary, or it was $80,000, and then he promoted them to another position and added another $80,000 to his salary or something.
Yep.
I mean, what's the city government become, like the sports industry, where the players can name their own salaries? I mean, the city's falling apart and all every day. The streets are nothing but potholes. I hate to drive in the city because of the roads. You wreck your car.
Right.
And they don't do anything about it. And they just raise the taxes and raise the salaries. I mean, can't the city council veto these proposals of pay raises?
Yeah.
Is the city government like the federal government where you can veto different laws and stuff? Can't they veto these salary increases? I mean, there's got to be a cap on these salaries. The more, it seems like the more they get paid, the less they do.
Yeah, and I would add to that, Paul, great points here. I would add to that, now we're going to be paying, after we ruin our tires on the road, we're going to be paying an extra $5 fee for each tire,
right,
because that's what they passed.
Tire shops have popped up all along these roads.
Yeah.
Why? Because people get flat tires and they wreck their cars and they have to drive in and get them repaired.
Yep.
And all. But, I mean, the city is just, and I mean, the safe streets, I mean, it's only worked a small amount. All it does is help keep the former criminals out of crime, but that doesn't control the rest of the crime. It doesn't control a new crime and all. And you're totally right. A lot of people, when crime has moved to Columbia and the surrounding counties, and so now the city and the mayor can say, oh, our crime rate has dropped. You're 100% right, and you can't believe everything you hear on the news.
Yeah. Paul, well said. Thank you so much.
Right,
I hope you have
a great week. Have a great week.
Enjoy you too. Yourself. Thank you, Paul. And Paul is spot on there. But not just because he said I was right. I feel like that anyway. But he was talking about the roads, right? He was also talking about Calvin Young, which he is correct on the name there. He was appointed chief of staff while I was out. He has since assumed that position because he started, his effective date was April 9th. And yes, he got a huge pay raise. Now, Calvin Young is a twin. He has a brother named, I always get this confused. Is it Kalen? It's like Calvin and Kalen. The brother is a delegate. And, you know, they're thick as thieves. Pun intended, I guess. But, you know, for all of them, you know, it's the brothers and then mayors, Brandon Scott. I mean, you'll see them together a lot, whether it's like a Ravens game or Orioles game. But, yeah, so he did. He gave him a pay raise and he appointed him as his chief of staff position. And sure, you saw a news story about it. I think Baltimore Sun had it, Baltimore Brew had it, but that's as far as it went. As our caller pointed out, Paul, it's like, you know, why does the Board of Estimates in the city, why do they continue to approve this stuff? You would think that they wouldn't. And I also wanted to note, when we were playing that clip, that soundbite from Columbia in Howard County, the very first woman they interviewed, if you heard her accent there, she said, I recall that shooting that they had at Azirmi. Did you guys catch that? Which is Azirmi? Look, I'm not saying anything about the Baltimore accent. If that's your accent, that's fine. But this is kind of what I was going to, what I was saying before and what Paul just touched on. In that area around Columbia Mall, you have a lot of families and people from Baltimore City right around that mall because there are those apartments and townhouses there. Okay? And so you can see when there was a lot of Section 8 housing vouchers came into that area, you had a lot of the crime and violence go up. And a lot of those that have been involved in the shootings there at Columbia Mall, you can trace them right back to Baltimore City. They either lived there at the time or at least 5 years ago. And so that's just a fact. Whether people don't want to admit it or not, it's a fact. I got John and Havner Grace. John, you wanted to weigh in?
Sure. Hey, listen, I like your show. We're making this too complicated simply because any Democrat voting zip code in this country pretty much has two different types of voter. You've got the black voter, the African-American voter. That's the guy that walks into McDonald's, doesn't get enough ketchup packets for his French fries, and next thing you know, he's flopping around the floor because SWAT is tasing him. And then you got Whitey walks in there, orders a Big Mac with fries and a Coke, doesn't get a straw for the Coke, gets no ketchup for the fries, no salt and pepper, no napkins, and she shows up every day at noon to get the abuse every day. Well, that's your Democrat voter. That's what you've got there. Then you've got the politicians, and I think their whole motivation, the politicians, the African-American politicians, they're all on a reparations gig. This $400,000 salary and all this, that's all reparations-minded. Let's get Whitey's money. That's right, because that's where the money comes from. Okay, it's not coming from Baltimore City residents.
Yeah,
that's fair. So that being said, the only choice is get the hell out. You just got to get out of the city. You got to get out of these Democrat voting dung heap zip codes, and that's it. That's the only choice you got.
John, this is probably one of the best phone calls I've received in a while because you're spot on. You're spot on. I'm going to timestamp this because I'm going to repost this. Thank you, John, so much. I appreciate you. Thank you. Have a great weekend. He's right. He's right. Those are the voters right there. And it's sad because, you know, when you're looking at it, it's like, of course, you want some change in the area, especially if you've invested in the area, like whether you live there, whether you have family there. But John is right. I mean, there's only so many areas in which you can really stay and have a decent quality of life because there's going to be some voters that aren't going to change. But I'm going to think the taxes and the fees are going to be so bad by either June or October where you're going to have some Democrats that either don't go out and vote at all or they are going to vote Republican or even just somebody else in the primary. Because I do believe that they're not going to be able to hold on for long. And where you're talking about even, you know, the federal funding, right? You know, that was snatched. The federal workers that were fired. You had Congressman Glenn Ivey still talking about those that were fired in Social Security. They're all still upset. A lot of them live in PG County and surrounding areas of D.C. in Maryland, right? They're losing their jobs, so they're losing their money. It's going to come to a head. And when it does, the Democrats are going to be standing there holding a bag, and they're not going to be able to lie and manipulate their way out of it because those voters can see for themselves what they don't have in their bank account. Sure, they're going to blame Trump just a bit. Sure, they're going to blame Elon Musk and Doge. But at the same time, when they open up their bills and they're saying, wow, here I am now without a job, and my electricity bill has gone up $200 a month. The Democrats, they won't have an answer for that. I've got Alan Woodlawn. Good morning, Al.
Hey there. Good morning, Kim. I'll be brief today. The second look at that they're trying to get passed in Annapolis.
Oh, yeah.
You know, looking at criminals again. Let's give them a second look. Yeah, Kim, I tell you, the second look should be this. When they get in front of the judge says, you know what? After giving this a second look, I think I'm going to send you to El Salvador. You can look at another jail cell. A second look. And he's going to sign the bill. He's going to sign it, Kim, because he's hesitating. He's going to sign it because Schiraldi is like in his ear right now going, you know, Governor, I think this would be good for you to sign, because when you run for president in 2 years, people are going to look back and say, oh, yeah, he got my cousin out. You know, he got my brother out. So let's give him a chance. A second look. Yeah, I'll give him a second look, all right. A second look at another jail cell.
Yeah.
That would be my Kim, look, I guess it's because of what I used to do. I saw it every day for over 20 years, and I used to get so sick, you know, of people saying, let's give him a chance. Let's give him a chance. You know, how many chances are you going to give these people? You know?
Yeah. No, you're right, Al. Thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you.
All right, Kim. You take it easy. Best of holidays to you and your family.
Same to you. Thank you, Al.
All righty.
Thank you. Al is right. And some of these individuals, I would think, and I wonder if we could get the numbers on this, how many people do you think we rehabilitate behind bars that actually come out and stay out of crime and violence? I would think in the state of Maryland, it's not many. And that's why they're always talking about repeat violent offenders. I would think it's not many. And if you know that, why would you want them down the street from you? Why would you want them out and about on an ankle monitor? You wouldn't. Somebody that can't be rehabilitated, that is involved in violence, does not care if he carjacks you at gunpoint, why would you be okay with that person living down the street from you? And it goes back to John out of Harvard DeGrace, right? He said, because there are some voters, the white liberals, that have like this white guilt, I guess, on their chest. And they think, oh, we should put up with this because at one point in time, these black people were slaves. You know, it's like, well, you're an idiot if that's what you think. And then he says, then the other side of this, you have some of the black voters and some of those in the black community, not all, obviously, that believe that since, you know, my ancestors were slaves, I have this privilege and I should be able to get away with anything. And so you do. And both groups, both of those voters are in the Democrat Party. And then on top of it, because this is Maryland, we had the federal government workers voting blue. We had the state government employees voting blue. The nonprofits that keep receiving all this money from the federal and state level, they're voting blue. This is how we end up with this blue state. It's from these specific people. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I told you before the break, we had some breaking news in regards to Senator Chris Van Hollen and Mr. Garcia, who's currently in El Salvador. This broke. I received it from many of you. Thank you to those that sent it to me on X. I want to thank Sean Casey. He sent it over to my email as well. It is being reported now that the wife of the deported suspect, that the alleged gang terrorist, Mr. Garcia, either lied to the court, which he petitioned for a domestic violence protective order against Mr. Garcia, or she is lying now on the GoFundMe claiming he is an excellent husband as over $162,000 poured in donations. So you're hearing that correctly. The wife of Mr. Garcia actually petitioned for a protective order against Mr. Garcia for domestic violence. And so, if you can believe it, there are a lot of people now discussing this online. And again, Senator Chris Van Hollen, I guess, you know, do you think he arrived in El Salvador at this point? What's that flight look like? 3 or 4 hours? 5 hours? I don't know. I don't even know. Well, anyways, if he isn't off his flight yet, he will be soon. And he's going to be met with this news. So the saga continues. The saga continues. Apparently, Mr. Garcia isn't the family man his wife claims him to be. I also wrote on a post yesterday before I go to break here. I wrote on a post because the wife actually was speaking at a rally. And she was reading from a piece of paper in her hand, word for word. And it isn't as if she was struggling with English, because that's not the case. She knows English very well. It sounds like it's actually her first language. Well, she's reading from this sheet of paper. And it's very bizarre. She's up there and she goes, he is a good husband. He is a loving father. I can't even imagine if he does not come back. And I'm telling you right now, she was looking at this paper and looking up like after every two words. And it was clear. She didn't write it. Not only that, I don't think she actually meant it. And I'm looking at it thinking, why would you need anybody to say to you to make sure you say, I love my husband and he's a good guy. The whole thing is being orchestrated by those that want to pin this on President Trump. It is very clear to me. Very clear. All right, when we get back, we got to talk about the AG in New York, Letitia James. She's in the hot seat right now, so we'll talk about that. Also, two DOD staffers were removed for leaking information. Yes, yes, yes. And the female flight crew that went into outer space, they are uniting the country, but in a different way than they expected. We'll talk about that more coming up next.
Looking for a beautiful and functional upgrade to your home? 3-Day Blinds has you covered. At 3-Day Blinds, our free in-home design consultation makes it easy. A 3-Day Blinds design expert will help you find the window treatment solution that works best for your home's needs and style. We bring the showroom to you with loads of samples, giving you an idea of how different fabrics look in your home. Your designer also provides expert measurements and helps coordinate installation. Book your free in-home consultation by visiting 3dayblinds.com. Take control of your window treatments with Motorized by 3-Day Blinds. Whether you're at home or on vacation, you can operate your window treatments with the touch of a button using the 3-Day Blinds app. 3-Day Blinds has specialized in window treatments for more than 40 years, and it's the name people trust. At 3-Day Blinds, we have stylish and functional window treatments for any occasion. For your free custom same-day quote, schedule your free in-home design consultation now at 3dayblinds.com. That's 3dayblinds.com.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. The Bible says that the heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. After what we've seen and heard about Planned Parenthood over the years, even the most callous mind should be able to see that. For a society that's so technologically savvy, we are also one of the most depraved when it comes to moral values. And what strikes me as perhaps the most despicable action of all is the lack of action from our leaders. The outcry against this barbaric practice, which smacks of Nazi Germany, should be loud and swift. Planned Parenthood should be treat it like the plague. And while I'm calling out elected officials, I also need to call out the church. If Christian and Jewish clergy had been doing their jobs of proclaiming God's values and standards over the past 50 years, instead of promoting social agendas, we wouldn't have sunk to the depths that we have. Let me pass on another fact from God's word. Sin has consequences, and for this, there will be hell to pay. Literally. This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Hopefully you guys are having a good morning thus far here on Wednesday. I really do truly mean that. I was going through my emails just now because I wanted to see what my picks were today for Match.com. You know, I don't want to give up on love. I don't. I'm hoping, even though my name on here is Dorothy, I'm hoping I could find someone. I will tell you today, let's see, there's a guy named Dwayne. He's in Virginia Beach. I guess he's a match for me. This guy, Richard, in Chesapeake. You know, Richard, he has on a chef's jacket, producer Brian, with a bunch of food in front of him. Richard might get a call. There's some, it looks like lobster, some crab legs. Okay, Richard. All right. Look, I love to eat. I really do. All right, I do want to tell you a quick story, and it's crazy. I'm not going to say, to some it might not be disgusting. To me, it was disgusting. But Olivia, she shined through yesterday, and I was very happy, very proud of her yesterday, because she's got a lot going on these days. Yeah, I know she's 8 years old, but it seems like she's 18. She's like 8 going on 18. It's wild. And if you have a daughter, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But Olivia and I, we were on the side yard yesterday because we were just trying to figure out, can we have an outdoor living space? I don't know if we have that much yard. I don't know. But we're going to attempt it, right, so we can enjoy being outside. And so the dog could be outside more often. Anyway, so we go to the side yard and we're looking at things and we've got the measuring tape. I wanted to see, you know, how much space we were working with. And then in the yard, you only found, producer Brian, a dead rat. Yes. It was laying there with rigor mortis all through the body. And of course, I was disgusted. So Olivia, who wants to be a police officer, believe it or not, she jumped into action And she got a bag, like a little shopping bag that kind of sits up. And she got a shovel out of the garage. And she actually shoveled the rat. Because I was like, oh, my God. I was, like, screaming on the side. She shoveled the rat in the bag and then tied it up in the trash bag and threw it in the trash. I said, Olivia, you weren't scared? She was like, well, we couldn't leave it there. I was like, that's so brave of you. And so funny. And believe it or not, Olivia actually shot up a little bit. Brian, I don't know when was the last time you saw her. I know she comes here sometimes, but she's actually grown a little bit in the last few months. So I'm sure she'll be here soon because she's coming up on spring break. And so usually she does come with mommy to work a couple of days. But it was a proud moment because, first of all, you know, why do we have a rat here in this yard? Because I've never seen a rat in our yard. Secondly, why is it dead like this? And third, who's going to get it out of the yard? Because I am not the one. But my Olivia came to the rescue, so I was very happy about that. But I do still have questions on how that got there in the first place. You know what? I guess with rat poison, do they eat it, Brian, and then just die whenever it really hits the system? You're not a rat expert? Okay, I got to get pest control on the line because I'm thinking, wait a minute, what's going on here? Anyways, I thought I would share that story. Another story I wanted to share with you. Two DOD staffers were removed for leaking information. And that's right, with Pete Hegseth. We'll talk a little about this when we get back, along with Letitia James, the AG out of New York. It's very interesting because, first and foremost, how did they know that these individuals were the leakers, right? And what else have they leaked? Because one of these staffers was actually in that text message thread on Signal when you had former rep, what is his name? Mike Walz. He was speaking to Tulsi Gabbard and others on that Signal app. Well, one of the leakers that's been identified and escorted out of the building yesterday, he was in that chat. He was in that chat. So we'll talk about that when we get back. And then also, of course, the female flight crew that went up in space and apparently pissed everybody off, even their own friends.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Accusing Maine of violating the Title IX statute, the Justice Department is taking the state to court, Maine being targeted for its refusal to ban transgender athletes from girls and women's sports. New York State's top law enforcement officer, State Attorney General Letitia James, reportedly the subject of scrutiny by the feds over allegations of mortgage fraud. Elon Musk's Doge team touting its latest finding, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of fraudulent unemployment claims. School district officials say a suspect in a shooting at a Dallas high school that wounded four students and drew a heavy police presence to the campus has been taken into custody. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have now turned mixed. The Dow is up 21 points, but the Nasdaq still deep in the red, down 254 points. More details at srnnews.com.
There's no better time than now to install access control and security cameras. Crestlock.com has a state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom with working access control and camera systems with AI. Crestlock.com requires all employees to have the Maryland Security Technician License, which requires a background check by the state police. So give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800, 256-7800, to handle all your security and locksmith needs. Visit our state-of-the-art showroom at Crestlock.com.
Hi, I'm Nick Serbeck, owner of BirdDogDesignsCo.com. Our expert design team and talented craftsmen at BirdDogDesignsCo.com make remodeling easy. Our design-build approach ensures your vision stays on track, on time, and on budget. Whether it's a stunning kitchen, a luxurious bathroom, or a full home remodel, our team delivers quality, precision, and clear communication every step of the way. Call or text 410-881-9010 or visit birddogdesignsco.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Interesting comment from Orioles manager Brandon Hyde last night following the Birds' 6-3 loss to the Guardians. Baltimore stymied by Cleveland starter Logan Allen, held scoreless on one hit through 5 2/3. Meanwhile, Cleveland just kept chipping away at Charlie Morton and Cionel Perez. Here's Hyde very frankly after the game.
This is a contact team.
think that we could all take a little lesson at times of how they really stay on the baseball and they get enough of the baseball.
Birds hoping they get more of the baseball tonight with Dean Kramer and his 8.16 ERA taking the hill at 6:35 tonight. Ravens GM Eric DaCosta talking turkey yesterday in terms of the NFL draft. Asked the annual question about balancing need versus best player available, which of course is the Ravens' mantra.
Never want to pigeonhole myself into doing this or that, because when I do that, I usually end up being disappointed. You create a false expectation in your mind and you start to think about needs and other things. And I like to go into that draft just like a wide open highway with no cars on the road. And I can drive as fast as I want straight down the road, unencumbered, and not worry about just driving. Turn the music up and just draft and pick the best players.
Ravens have the 27th pick in the first round, 11 picks in all. Maryland honing in on a new AD, with sources telling the Baltimore Sun that four candidates at this point have emerged. Three of them with Maryland ties: Nathan Pine, Jay Batt, and Michael Lippitz. And finally, a big high school lacrosse tilt yesterday. Number 2 McDonough playing some lockdown defense, stifling number 3 Boys Latin 10-6. The 3-time defending MIAA champions coming back from their first conference loss Friday at Spalding. Coming up in 30 minutes, what about Sid Mullins in the leadoff spot? And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
The spring temperature roller coaster continues with much cooler weather today and then warming up the rest of the week. Partly cloudy, breezy, and near 60 this afternoon. Tonight temperatures, upper 30s to low 40s. Sunshine tomorrow, it warms up to 66. Friday's a mild day, 76 the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Is your old water heater on its last leg? Replace it before it fails and save up to $1,600 when you choose an Energy Star certified heat pump water heater. BGE also has rebates up to $100 on other appliances. Learn more at bgesmartenergy.com.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where they offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
The news and sports you want. Timely and accurate traffic and weather, and the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right. Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
You like the way that sounds?
I do, actually. Thank you, Jason Aldean. We're talking about the two staffers at DOD that were escorted out of the building yesterday before the break. And just so you know, in case you haven't heard about it, Secretary Pete Hegseth's Deputy Chief of Staff, which is pretty high up there, Darren Selnick, has been removed after an investigation into leakers. The other individual is a DOD staffer, and his name is Dan Codwell. Now, Dan Codwell, if you see the pictures online, very young. I would say he was maybe 22 at the most, extremely young guy. But Dan Codwell, he was the guy that was actually in that Signal group chat that Mike Waltz and many others got in trouble for. And remember, there was the reporter that was also in the chat. He was the one that kind of told the press what was going on. They were making plans on how to execute going after the Houthis. And I guess it was, and it says here, they were trying to plan it within 72 hours. And this guy, Dan Codwell, was on the chat in place of Pete Hegseth. Like, he was Pete Hegseth's point of contact. And so he was the one in the chat representing all of DOD. Now, you had on that list Mike Waltz, don't forget, Mike Needham, Andy Baker, Joe Kent for DNI, and Dan Katz for the Treasury Department. And what's so crazy about this, remember J.D. Vance was also in this chat. I thought that was interesting too. But they're now assuming that these two in the DOD, they're the ones that were also a part of leaking the fact that that reporter was in that Signal chat room. So we'll wait and see what this investigation, brings us as far as details. Some people are applauding Pete Hegseth for making sure that he removed leakers immediately. But when you're looking at this guy, Darren Selnick, and being Pete's deputy chief of staff, I mean, think about it. There's the chief of staff, and then there's the deputy chief of staff. Okay? That's how close he was to Pete Hegseth. That's scary. That's scary. So we'll continue to wait and see what those details bring. When they say as far as leaking, was it just as far as leaks to the press, or were they leaking to other, foreign adversaries? We don't know yet, but we'll keep our eyes on that. Also, people that are not doing the right thing, since we're talking about that, we've got Attorney General Letitia James in New York learning a lesson that Marilyn Mosby learned. And I'll also say there's a little projection here because, oddly enough, she accused President Trump of apparently she's accused of doing herself. Take a listen.
Well, obviously, the irony is perfectly crushing. This is a person who prosecuted Trump for everything short of ripping a label off a mattress. And among the charges that were brought in New York in not just the civil but the criminal case was making false or misleading statements to financial institutions. And one of these sections, Section 1014, of the federal code is prosecuted. It took me about 60 seconds of a search to find cases that the Department of Justice brought against people who falsely claimed that property was their principal residence in order to get loans. So this is well-tread areas for the Justice Department. As for James, if we apply the Letitia James standard that she created, there'd be little question here. This seems pretty straightforward. What the administration is saying is this was not her principal residence. In fact, as a New York elected official, she had to say that her principal residence was in New York. This was an out-of-state residence. But also, they claim that in some of these forms, she actually states that her father is her husband in order to file as a married couple. So there's a lot of those questions. And as you know, the Supreme Court just stated earlier in March in a case called Thompson that they want to see knowing false statements under sections like 1014, not just misleading statements. These are misleading statements. Either it's your principal residence or it's not.
Or it's not.
Either you're married to your father or he's your father. So this can satisfy the Thompson standard.
All right. See, a good paying job and power is just not enough for some people. And I will say on both sides of the aisle, don't think I'm just saying this as far as Democrats. Both sides of the aisle participate in these shenanigans. If you're hearing there correctly, the criminal referral sent to the DOJ is claiming that AG Letitia James falsified records to get a decent loan, even as far as saying that she was married to her father. I would assume what her father had a great credit score there. And now, meanwhile, they said this is not even her primary residence, which is why I link this kind of to Marilyn Mosby matters. I don't understand why people do any of this stuff. I really don't. Like I said, it's not just Democrats. It's not. But this is what she was willing to do for a favorable loan agreement. So this is where I'm going with this, right? That's wrong. What she did there is wrong. The DOJ, I'm sure, is going to handle it. Right now, we'll still say alleged, because obviously she hasn't been convicted or, you know, any of those things. So allegedly, she falsified records to get a favorable loan agreement. That's what we'll say on that one. But I am convinced, if this is true, if she did that for a favorable loan agreement, do you know what I am convinced of? That she most likely got paid to go after President Trump. I believe people that falsify records for loans, or even what we saw during the COVID pandemic, remember people were falsifying things so they could get more money for quote unquote hardship. Individuals that take part in that, they'll do anything for money. They'll do anything for money. And I want to believe that if this is true, we'll say alleged here, right? Because she still has to go to court and they still have to prove it. But if this is true, and it sounds like they've got the documents on hand, the DOJ, I bet as they continue to dig, and a lot of this will probably come out during discovery, but if they continue to dig, I would bet you my bottom dollar, which is about, you know, 25 cents, I would bet you that she got paid to go after President Trump. Now, would it be, you know, from George Soros? I don't know. Possibly. Would it be from the DNC? I don't know. Possibly. Would it be from the Biden administration or somebody within that administration? Possibly. But if you are willing to go as far as being pretending to be married to your father for a favorable loan agreement, for a you know, in a residence in which you don't live full time, right? It sounds like a vacation home, then you're willing to do anything for money. You're willing to do anything for money. And I guarantee you, we're going to learn more as soon as they go through discovery on this. So, of course, just like everything else, we'll keep our eyes on things. But Letitia James, you know, this was a lot of projection because remember, she accused Trump of doing the same thing with Mar-a-Lago. And here she was absolutely doing that herself. You always got to watch for those people. It's usually projection. Usually. All right. I did want to mention here the women from the female flight crew that went into space. Yeah, they're uniting the country. They're uniting the country. Katy Perry, she did an interview after she got back from space, and it was a terrifying trip, she said. It was brutal. She could not believe it. She kissed the ground when she got back here on Earth. The dramatics of it all. Like, it was really crazy. I just want to tell you where I stand on this, because there are some people that are obviously very upset with these ladies. I'm not very upset with these ladies. I don't expect more from these ladies. Like, what was the expectation to begin with? Like, when I heard about Katy Perry, Lauren Sanchez, you know, Gayle King, when I heard about these ladies going into space, did I think it was going to be this mission where we would, you know, advance science at all? No! It's Katy Perry! Lauren Sanchez, the most I know about Lauren Sanchez is she's marrying Jeff Bezos, and she wore a bustier bra top to inauguration. That's what I know about Lauren. Like, I wasn't expecting her to go into outer space and think, oh, yeah, this is how, you know, we're going to finally figure out, you know, why gravity works the way it is. Like, no. I never thought that. I thought she would go up there and take some selfies. And that's exactly what she did. Well, anyways, there are a lot of people in Hollywood. They're friends. They're very upset with them. They said that this trip was tone deaf. And they can't believe that they're being so dramatic because they were only in space, I guess, for 9 minutes. Like, I guess by the time they reached back to Earth there, what was the total time on that trip? They were trying to add it, you know, it was 11 minutes, I guess. It's considered 11 minutes of space, but part of that 11 minutes was still like them going up to, I guess, that certain, like they get into space and then they go up to a certain, what is it called? Whatever you go up to. And then he goes... A certain orbit? No, that's not right. Why are we... You know what? This is why we're here and not at NASA. We got up, they got up to a certain height in space, and then they dropped back down pretty quickly. But it was a total of 11 minutes in space, okay? Now, while they were in space, if you see any of the videos, they're kind of like floating around, their hair is all over the place, and they're taking selfies and doing little videos. It's, you know, with those flight suits, it was cute. It was a cutesy trip. They didn't have any helmets on. You know, they're like, look, I knew what it was going to be. Well, anyways, there are so many people in Hollywood that are so upset with Gayle King and friends. They are now speaking out. And so Gayle King then had to go and do an interview to basically say, hey, guys, look, calm down. We were there on a serious mission. Stop accusing us of being vain. Take a listen.
This is what bothers me, because I've certainly read some of the things online coming from people that I know, that I like, that I consider friends. And this is what I would say to that. Space is not an either or. It's a both and. And because you do something in space doesn't mean you're taking anything away from Earth. And what you're doing in space is trying to make things better here on Earth. What Blue Origin wants to do is take the waste here and figure out a way to put it in space to make our planet cleaner. I mean, Jeff Bezos has so many ideas, and the people that are working there are really devoted and dedicated to making our planet a better place. That's number one. Number two, have you been? Have you been? If you've been and you still feel that way after you come back, please let's have a conversation. Number three, please don't call it a ride. That is not a friggin' ride. Whenever a man goes up, you have never said to an astronaut, boy, what a ride. You know, we duplicated the same trajectory that Alan Shepard did back in the day, pretty much. No one called that a ride. It was called a flight. It was called a journey, because a ride implies that it's something frivolous or something that's lighthearted. There was nothing frivolous about what we did and the machine that we were on, and what it took for the people to get that machine up and running, to get us up and get us back down safely. So, you know, I'm very disappointed and very saddened by it. And I also say this, what it's doing to inspire other women and young girls, please don't ignore that. I've had so many women and young girls reach out to me, and men too, by the way, men too, that say, wow, I never thought I could do that, but I see you doing it at this stage of my life. Who would have thunk it? Not me. And how inspired they are.
All right. And that is Gayle King, because she is getting a lot of backlash. All of the ladies are. And Katy Perry, like I said, she did an interview saying, oh, we're so glad to be back on Earth. We played some of the sound yesterday from one of the interviews she did as soon as she got back in. Now, of course, there's lots of people in my text line here saying, Kim, you were looking for the word altitude. Stay in school, kids. Okay, stay in school. I thought it was funny because Gayle King, she kept saying machine. Have you ever been on that kind of machine? I think she was talking about the rocket. But she, you know what? I blame the public school system in America. That's what I'm going to blame. But thank you for all of you that sent that over. But I did note there, as Gayle King was talking about this mission, right? We'll use that in quotations. She was talking about the mission, but she was also talking about the ideas that Jeff Bezos has for going back and forth into space. And if you noted there, she said that Jeff Bezos would like to send our trash and pollution to other planets and into space. I had no idea that Jeff Bezos was working on Blue Origin because he wants to send trash to space. To all my environmental friends and those that, you know, pay attention to climate change, those that, you know, care about the Earth, does that sound like something that you would support? Because I would think, even those that don't want that pollution here on Earth, I would think they wouldn't want it in space or anywhere else either. I thought that was bizarre. And so that was the first time I learned that we were considering throwing away our garbage on Mars. I just... That's awful. This is even worse than I imagined. It really is. So anyways, I just wanted to play that for you. The ladies are getting a ton of backlash. And like I said, I thought the flight suits were adorable. I really would love to have one. When people started making the comments of the fact that these women did not have any helmets on, I thought that was interesting. You know, there was another interesting comment. Remember the two astronauts that were stranded in space for about 9 to 10 months? Some people said, I wonder why Senator Chris Van Hollen didn't go, you know, try to get them. I mean, look, I think that was a situation where I would love to have seen more Democrats speak up, because Joe Biden did have them just stranded out there. But I don't think that Senator Chris Van Hollen could have gone and got them himself. But he could have stood up. He could have voiced his opinion on it. But we're glad that they're home. All right, coming up next, I said that I would give you more details on this juicy gossip regarding Elon Musk and Ashley St. Clair, his latest baby mama. And I've got the latest for you.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Jim Henneman, and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for a fireside chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious light hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th at Michael's Cafe and Timodium.
We will make America proud again.
See you there.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show, Trump is destroying the economy and abducting illegals to deport them without due process. And yet his approval numbers just hit an all-time high.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, a texter was saying here on the text line, which is pretty funny. John says, wait a minute, so we're gonna use rocket fuel exhaust to send a bunch of junk into space? That's environmentally safe. Don't you know, John? Don't you know? Oh, these people are crazy. They really are. But again, when I look at the female flight crew that went into outer space, I didn't expect much from them. I mean, Lauren Sanchez, what does she do exactly? I don't know. But I know she doesn't do anything, you know, in relation to space or science. I thought she was going because it was, you know, cool to go. Anyways, their Hollywood friends are really upset with them. So we'll see. We'll see. I wanted to tell you about this juicy gossip because we started this conversation. Elon Musk and Ashley St. Clair. Now, I know Ashley very well. And I feel bad for her in this situation. But a lot of people are saying, Kim, she made her own choices. And so, yes, you are right on that. Well, if you remember or recall, on February 14th, Valentine's Day, Ashley St. Clair, she dropped a bombshell on X, formerly known as Twitter, saying that she recently had a baby with Elon Musk. Now, I don't know how many babies he's up to, and that's what's part of the story here with the Wall Street Journal, in case you want to read it. But apparently, Elon Musk offered Ashley $15 million plus $100,000 per month if she would just be silent with his child. Now, that's a lot to ask of someone, but for $15 million, I will be on an island talking to absolutely no one with your child. I can't believe, like, what does she do? Does she walk away from that? $15 million. To me, here's the deal. Now, do I think that Ashley St. Clair looked at Elon and said, oh, this is the love of my life? I don't think that happened. I don't think that happened. Could she have been in love with him? Maybe, possibly. I doubt it. Anyways, he's got all these kids. According to the Wall Street Journal, Ashley and not any of the baby mamas are really quite in the know when it comes to how many kids he has altogether. So apparently he has more children than we, the public, know about. And I said that before. It's like, there's no way that he just has What was he on, number 15 or 16? I said, there's no way it's just 15 or 16. That's what we know of. Well, anyways, the Wall Street Journal and Ashley St. Clair say, yes, there's much more than that. We were also told that Elon Musk has been offering some women online to have his children because what he wants is a legion of children so that he can have like his own little population or something like that. It's very weird. You got to read the Wall Street Journal article. Apparently, the baby is, in fact, Elon's. They did a paternity test. It came back 99.9% positive that Elon Musk is the father of her child. They named the little boy Romulus. Yes, R-O-M-U-L-U-S. Romulus is the little boy's name. And in the Wall Street Journal, she does do like a photo shoot. You got Ashley standing there with the baby. She's covering the baby's face a little bit with her shoulder. So you can't see the child's face, but the baby's there. I don't know where she's going with this by dropping all these nuggets to the press. I don't know if it's about getting Elon's attention because apparently he's still not speaking to her. But if you walked away from $15 million with $100,000 a month payment, I don't know what else to say to you. I don't know what else to say to you. But apparently there are some women that actually turned him down altogether because they wanted a traditional family. That was also noted in the Wall Street Journal. And I guess Ashley knew about those women. Interesting. All right, tomorrow we'll talk more about Senator Chris Van Hollen and his trip to El Salvador. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show. And I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology.